Today is the disappearance day of one of Srila Prabhupada's dearmost disciples named Jayananda Prabhu, who is now known as Jayananda Thakur. So we'll also speak about him, and what I will try to do is kind of interrelate the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj with the qualities of Jayananda Prabhu. But before I begin, there's probably many of you who may not know who Jayananda Prabhu is and why we would celebrate his disappearance day. Because in modern day ISKCON, disappearance days are celebrated for gurus who have disciples, and it is celebrated by the disciples and some of the friends of the guru or the admirers of the guru. But Jayananda's appearance day is celebrated worldwide around ISKCON for everybody. So why is that? Jayananda Prabhu was the first devotee in ISKCON to establish Rath Yatra, I mean amongst other things, but this is what he's most known for. So I'll give you some geography. America, it has east and west. East is New York, west California. You have California Northern and Southern, Northern California, San Francisco. So New York is on the East Coast, which was the first temple. And then if you go about 3,000 or so miles across the country, west and slightly south, you come to San Francisco. And that is the second temple, which was established in 1967. And that's the year Jayananda Prabhu joined. And as some of you know the story, Lord Jagannath was found in an import store. Just little Lord Jagannath like that. Some devotee found it, and because anything from India was attractive and thought to be spiritual, the devotee got one. We won't say how she got it, but she got it. And she brought it to Prabhupada and said, "Is this anything special?" And Prabhupada paid his obeisances. And he said, "Oh, Lord Jagannath has come." So he asked, were there other deities? And she said, yes. So she went back and got the other deities. And then Prabhupada took this as an indication that Lord Jagannath wanted to be worshipped. So he asked, "Is there anyone who could carve Lord Jagannath?" And so happened that the husband of the devotee who got Lord Jagannath was able to do that. So they carved Lord Jagannath. So the first Lord Jagannath deities in ISKCON were in San Francisco, and then the first Rath Yatra. And Jayananda Prabhu was responsible for establishing that Rath Yatra. And as far as I know, then the next Rath Yatra was New York, and he in 1976, and he was responsible for that, or maybe earlier, I'm not sure. And then after that, Los Angeles, 1977, and he was responsible for establishing that. So aside from his establishing of Rath Yatra, he had qualities which would transform people that would come in his association. He was not an ordinary person and not an ordinary devotee. And because of this purity, Prabhupada noted that he was a pure devotee. Because in a letter after he died, Prabhupada said that if you're not yet pure when you die because of your devotional service, you'll go to the higher planets. And then you'll come back and you'll take birth. And he said, but Jayananda, I'm certain because of his purity, he went back to Godhead. And so Prabhupada said, I was very proud to have such a devotee as Jayananda. Such a pure devotee. So in the Catholic religion, people are, I don't know how it works, maybe Gita Nagari knows. When someone becomes a saint, are they voted in as saints or at a certain period?
Some indications are those, and then after the indications are
So if they show miracles, then it's brought to the it's brought to the Vatican. If they approve, at least it would be up for approval at that point.
Yeah.
A vote would be taken. Was it a real miracle? Was it? Did he do enough miracles? Was it big enough? Yeah. Yeah. He ate 436 gulab jamuns in one sitting. That's a miracle, yeah. So Jayananda, because of this, he's... Everyone who met him, even in the early days, considered him a saint. It wasn't even that you needed a vote. It was just when you're in his association, said, oh, this person is special. But he was given that certification by Prabhupada as a pure devotee, and therefore he's not considered the first saint or the first person officially designated, perhaps, because he left in 1977, before Prabhupada left. Anyway, we'll get back. I just wanted to give some history, Jayananda, a little bit of who he was, and we'll talk more about him. But he had come to ISKCON in 1967, given everything to Prabhupada, given his life, and transformed by his association the lives of many, many people. So what I hope to accomplish today is that we also become inspired by his qualities, by what he stood for as a person, what he showed to us by his actions. We can become inspired and motivated and purified by that.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device. 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.